With the redevelopment of Detroit through the use of arts and arts community as a mechanism, we must be vigilant of maintaining cultural and socioeconomic diversity. As our major art institutions tend to be concentrated into a relatively small geographic area, the largely minority and working class neighborhoods immediately to the east, to the west, to the north, and to the south are often in danger of being left off of the cognitive map. The vast majority of native Detroiters perhaps cannot afford an arts education. Our main art institutions are staffed and directed by people who have had pathways that are perhaps more privileged than native Detroiters. We need to focus upon arts not only as a pursuit of the aesthetic, but also a means of community engagement. With the redevelopment of Detroit through the use of arts
during the new consciousness and community
in music
as a mechanism,
and in art music,
we must be
in the 1960s and 70s,
cultural and
Pauline Oliveros authored perhaps one
as
of the most seminal works of radical reconsideration of sound art.
Small
sonic meditations
area.
Broke free from the traditions
the
of Western music.
And working class neighborhoods
sonic meditations
to the east,
broke free
to the west,
from the traditions
to the north,
of Western music.
South. Are often in
instead
of
using standard
of
music notation,
map,
key signature,
the vast majority
the treaties
of
consisted
Detroiters
of strategies
cannot
for listening.
An arts
the
education.
Treaties consisted of strategies
our main art institutions
for listening.
Are staffed and directed by people who have had pathways
sonic
that are
meditation
more
X, that is
than
the 10th
Detroiters.
Sonic meditation.
We need to focus upon arts
instructs,
not only as a pursuit
sit
of the aesthetic,
in a circle,
but also a means
with
of
your eyes closed
engagement.
Begin by observing your own breathing. Gradually form a mental image of one person who is sitting in the circle. Sing a long tone to that person. Sing a long tone to that person. Then sing the pitch that person is singing. This process really did foreshadow several things. Perhaps foremost is the egalitarian cognition of sound and listening, which is the basis of her deep listening treatise. There is no right-wrong normative dimension. There is a non-judgmental space of clear, clean perception. The development of empathy through listening. The development of empathy through listening. And the creation of non-hierarchical relationships in the construction of music. With the redevelopment of Detroit through the use of arts
during the new consciousness
community
in
music
as a mechanism,
and in art music,
we must
does
the
academicization of art stifle it and force art
into
being the
property
of the affluent
radical
and
reconsideration
of sound art?
As
avant-garde
music
has become more aligned
free from
with academies,
the
cost of attaining an advanced arts education
sonic meditation
has often been placed
from the
out of the realm of affordability and is altogether prohibitive
instead
to the working class.
Standard music
people
notation,
of color,
key signature,
and other people who often live outside of the mainstream American society. These groups have often traditionally been at the vanguard of arts creation and furthering the aesthetic
sonic
of arts.
Meditation
X, what does it say? What does it say about contemporary art
structs
if only affluent academics are allowed entrance into the artistic arena? Is legitimacy granted
your own breathing
only to the wealthy?
Gradually form a mental image
is
of one
legitimacy
person who is sitting in the circle.
Only granted to
sing
the affluent.
Sing a long tone to that person.
Sing a long tone to that person. Then sing the pitch that person is singing. This process really did foreshadow several things. Perhaps foremost is the egalitarian cognition of sound and listening,
which is the basis of her deep listening treatise. There is no right-wrong normative dimension. There is a non-judgmental space of clear, clean perception, the development of empathy through listening, and the creation of non-hierarchical relationships in the construction of music. With the redevelopment of Detroit through the use of arts
during the new consciousness
and community
in music
as a mechanism
and in art music,
we must does the academicization
of art in
Olivero
stifle it,
perhaps,
enforce art
as
the most
being the property of the affluent radical
and
consideration of sound art
as avant-garde music
sonic
has become more aligned
free from
with academies,
the
cost of attaining an advanced arts education.
Sonic meditation
has often been placed
from the
out of the realm of affordability and is altogether prohibitive to the working class.
Standard
does people of color explanation
and other people who
kill
art
outside of the mainstream American society.
These
groups have often
does
traditionally
explanation
as the vangard of arts creation,
kill art,
and furthering
the
aesthetic
sonic
of arts.
Meditation
does
what does it say?
Explanation.
What does it say?
Kill
contemporary
art.
If only
affluent academics are allowed entrance into the artistic arena. Is legitimacy granted
your own breathing,
only to the wealthy?
Gradually form a mental image
is
of one
legitimacy
person who is sitting in the circle.
Only granted to
sing
the affluent.
Sing a long tone to that person.
Does
sing
explanation
a long tone
kill
to that
art?
Person. Then sing the pitch that person is singing. This process really did foreshadow several
probably
things. Perhaps foremost is the egalitarian cognition of sound and listening, which is the basis of her deep listening treatise. There is no right-wrong normative dimension. There is a non-judgmental space of clear, clean perception, the development of empathy through listening, and the creation of non-hierarchical relationships in the construction of music. With the redevelopment of Detroit through the use of art
during the new consciousness
community,
Ornette Coleman's theory of harmelotics remains one of the more venerated statements on free improvisation from perhaps America's most venerated improviser.
As avant-garde music,
Coleman believed that harmony, melody, speed, rhythm, time, and phrase all of equal position in the realm of music composition and musical performance.
Does people of color
explanation
and other people who
kill art
outside
of the mainstream
strategy.
His belief in harmonics,
these groups have often
seek to free musical composition from a tonal center,
creation,
kill art,
and furthering.
They strive to create music free of tonal bearings
what does it say?
And a tonal center.
Art.
If only this allows a harmonic progression outside of traditional European notions and expectations.
Only to the wealthy.
Harmony,
gradually
movement, melody, all share the same value.
Granted,
there is literally no distinction placed on the worth
does
of any element of music.
Kill art.
All elements share
the
same value.
This process
radical
really
recombination
probably
serves as a template for contemporary free improvisation,
which is the basis of her deep listening treatise. There is no right-wrong normative dimension. There is a non-judgmental space of clear, clean perception, the development of empathy through listening, and the creation of non-hierarchical relationships in the construction of music. With the redevelopment of Detroit through the use of arts.
During the new consciousness,
aleatoric music composition
theory
is music or melodic some element during its construction or execution
improvisation
is left perhaps America's chance
generated
some element of it is left at the discretion of the performer
harmony
or in its construction up to the composer
rhythm,
time
the
term aleatoric music was first coined by the composer Pierre Boulez
and musical
to describe works where the performer was given large discretion in choosing the order and the syntax of notes.
These groups have often
they had discretion over the syntax of notation and to a lesser extent over time signature
of tonal
bearings
and a tonal
center. The term was intended by Boulez to distinguish his work from the work of John Cage.
European notions,
John Cage composed
to the
often
harmony,
through the application
movement,
melody,
chance operations,
all share
the
most
value.
Famous Granted, being perhaps
there
the
is
I Ching.
No distinction.
The first time that Cage publicly used it,
element,
as far as we know, was
all
in 1951,
the
same value. His work, Solo Piano,
this
radical
really
recombination,
the music of changes serves as a template
for solo piano,
contemporary,
free
sound,
improvisation. His adoption of such techniques for Cage seemed to be at first a rebellion, an overall reaction against music traditions. A further reading, however, indicates something much more at play, and that removing the ego with all its tendencies, its patterns, and proclivities would create a free state in which art and sound could progress unhindered by expectations, clouded judgment, or the trappings of the human ego, both in terms of performers or composers.
With the redevelopment of Detroit through the use of art. During the new consciousness,
aleatoric music composition
theory
is Western
melodic,
some music element, systems produce
its
specific behavior against tonal dissonance
is left perhaps
the musical enculturation of acceptable tuning
of it,
is left
at
the discretion
of the performer
different results
or
across culture
up to the composer.
Rhythm, by no means the term is dissonance a universal
coined
by no means is dissonance to describe universe
where
the performer was given large
not all cultures make use of
harmony
or
even harmonic convergence. Such groups
have
a higher tolerance for tonal dissonance,
syntax of notation,
and pre-World War II Japanese musical culture
signature
contained a great deal of
tonal
musical dissonance
and a tonal center.
The term was intended
musical
cultures,
by
for example, in the Amazon,
from the work of
produced great deals of dissonant music.
John Cage,
Western music conditions certain relations between pitches.
Movement,
it could be said a higher value
being
a relationship between
no
pitches. The first time
the
that Cage publicly the concept of dissonance does not belong to the domain of harmony as presented by nature.
Work, solo piano.
Our relationships
radical
between notes
changes
are not derived from naturally occurring things. It is learned. We learn this.
His adoption of such techniques,
it is an act of
Cage,
conditioning.
No
seem to be at
right
first we are conditioned.
An overall reaction.
We learn this stuff.
Music traditions.
We learn this stuff.
A further reading, however, indicates something much more at play. And that removing the ego with all its tendencies, its patterns, and proclivities would create a free state in which art and sound could progress unhindered by expectations, clouded judgment, or the trappings of the human ego, both in terms of performers or composers.
With the redevelopment
of Detroit through the use of art. During the new consciousness,
grant funding,
composition,
Western melodic some music element. System, grant funding,
specific behavior against tonal dissonance.
Is grant funding
the musical
and the grant
alteration
process
of
the main motivator of art communities in today's art
different
world?
Results or
across cultures? Is this a good thing?
By no means.
With the decreased role of municipal and also federal art funding,
by no means
artists are forced to compete with one another into getting art funds.
Not all cultures
often from trusts
or even
who backs these trusts.
Large corporations with oppositional dissonance
do the same.
The Koch brothers, Japanese musical culture, signature.
Sam Walton,
Monsanto Foods.
These are just some of the main funding mechanisms of some
Amazon
of the largest art funds
produced great
there are
European
dissonant music.
Is it
possible then?
Can
you really pull it off?
Melody, chance
to be, beside
a higher value,
a liberated artist,
and
to achieve artistic liberation
first time that cage
outside of corporate influence, outside of the entire domain of our damn capitalist structure.
Work, solo piano,
our still be a grant-worthy artist
between notes.
Changes,
must we,
and the royal we,
occurring things,
must we always be tethered to
we
a capitalist enterprise?
Such techniques,
it is an act of conditioning.
That is a question.
We are conditioned.
That is not easily answered.
We learn this stuff.
And in terms of ethics,
we learn this stuff.
And
a liberated aesthetic,
however,
I think creators, curators, and people in communities must always be aware of.
Removing the ego with all its tendencies, its patterns, and proclivities would create a free state in which art and sound could progress unhindered by expectations, clouded judgment, or the trappings of the human ego, both in terms of performers or composers.
With the redevelopment of Detroit through the use of art, during the new consciousness,
grant funding,
the composition,
theory,
is
Western,
melodic,
some music
element,
system,
grant
funding,
specific behavior against
tonal dissonance.
Is grant funding
the musical
and the grant
alteration
process
acceptable
the main motivator
of art communities
in today's
with the arrival
of
so many new artists
is this
to Detroit?
Thing?
By no means,
it is important
to reflect
upon
the
icon
and builders
also federal art funding
by no means
of
artists
the Detroit musical legacy, in particular the avant-garde
not all culture
musical legacy.
Or even
who backs these
Peruvzi Bay is
large corporations
forever enshrined into iconic status in terms of
the
Koch
Detroit
avant music
culture.
Sam Walton, the native saxophonist, to
Monsanto Foods,
and let
these are just
galaxy.
Some of the main
funding mechanisms sprawling collections
of the largest
in the early 1970s throughout the 1980s.
Is it
possible then? Their aesthetic,
can you really pull it off?
Legendary.
It had
melody
its roots
to be
the avant-garde,
higher value,
liberated
jazz,
jazz,
achieve,
like
John
Coltrane,
liberation,
first time
like Sun Ra,
outside of
corporate influence,
but
what really distinguished them
are
damn capitalist structure,
intricate use
of altered
time-signature,
grant-worthy
artists,
polyrhythm,
and
futuristic, and the royal we, must we always be tethered to a capitalist enterprise.
Such techniques,
it is an act of
by the early
2000s,
Peruvzi
Bay,
after
that is not
suffering from
a
near-fatal motorcycle accident,
we learned
that
him
performing
a liberated aesthetic.
However,
for about 15
years,
curators,
he
returned to the stage,
just
always be aware of.
This incarnation of Peruvzi Bay saw him in more stripped-down, minimalist settings with a heightened degree of meditative tones and hypnotic configurations. His restless creativity was legend.
Expectations,
saw him perform with
judgment,
electronic musicians.
The trappings of the human ego,
saw him perform with spoken word artists
performers
and musicians fresh out of high school. He was fearless. He was a great man. His name was Peruvzi Bey, and he just about built the entire enterprise of the Detroit avant-garde.
Development of Detroit for the use of art. During the new consciousness,
grant funding, composition, Western music system, grant funding, specific behavior against tonal dissonance. Is grant funding, the musical and the grant process, the main motivator of art communities in today's
with the arrival of so many new artists to Detroit?
By no means
it is works of art reflect upon the icon of federal art funding.
By no means
of
artists are
Detroit musical legacy
works of art
in particular really avant-garde
not all culture
musical legacy
or even
Peruvzi Bay.
Let's look to the world
art corporation forever enshrined into iconic.
Jazz
in terms
bop,
of the free bop, Detroit avant music,
and then
to the native saxophonist, to poetry, jazz, and musicians started to dispense with the narrative of the head,
the
chorus, even set
melodies,
or even a refrain.
The 1980s.
This then destabilized the role of not only the composer,
it had
but also the band leader,
the avant-garde,
liberated
jazz,
free jazz,
like John Coltrane.
This really heightened Sun Ra
outside of
awareness of creative freedom,
but
also corollaries in other areas, such as Dadaist, Cubist, and many others seeking liberation. The non-narrative potential
to
abstract art
techniques
develops into an oppositional
by the early
2000s,
Peruvzi Bay, after
that non-narrative potential
motorcycle
abstract art
and liberated
develops
or about
into an oppositional
return to
backstage.
Just always be aware of
this incarnation. The non-narrative potential of abstract art can develop
heightened degree
into
meditative
and oppositional
tones
and
hypnotic
configurations
and sound.
His restless creativity was legend.
Expectations,
saw him perform with
judgment,
electronic musicians.
With the trappings of the human ego,
saw him perform with spoken word artists
performers
and musicians fresh out of high school. He was fearless. He was a great man. His name was Peruvzi Bey, and he just about built the entire enterprise of the Detroit avant-garde.